You guys, happy fucking Friday. Before we kick things off today, we just want to make sure you are all having your best and most pleasurable sex ever. Have you head over to onecondoms.com yet?
Because if you haven't, who wouldn't want to have glow-in-the-dark, studded, and even hyper-thin condoms? They even have premium lubricants.
They have over 60 condom sizes to fit everyone's needs. Whether you're small, medium, or extra large, One Condoms absolutely has you covered.
Let us help you measure your penis.
Head on over to onecondoms.com right now to size up your penis.
Okay. So, I don't even want to talk about the other night.
Welcome to episode 22. First things first.
I almost thought it was episode 21 today. I was like, episode 21 today. And she's like, nope, that was last week. I'm like, I'm a little behind.
She's behind. We're climbing that ladder.
Yeah. So, it wasn't even last week. It was 2 days ago.
What was 2 days ago?
Our drunken experience. Oh.
I have so many regrets. Not regrets.
Regrets.
But regrets. I think I'm done drinking for a very, very, very long time.
I don't even know what happened. I blacked out hard. And then I woke up the next morning at like 8 o'clock and I felt great. I didn't deserve to feel great the next day.
I don't know how you felt great.
Like, I felt like I didn't drink that much.
Okay, so, and I was working on our YouTube channel the day that this all happened on Tuesday, and I was just sitting at fucking home minding my own goddamn business, sitting on the couch, no makeup on, sweatpants on, hair tied, chilling, you know.
Okay, Drake.
I'm like, I'm working on the thumbnails for our YouTube pics. And she's like, come do them here. I'll buy you a beer. I was like, absolutely not. She's like, see you in 30. And I was like, oh, for the fucking love of God.
And I saw her in 20 minutes. So clearly she was a little excited to come and see me.
Okay, calm down there, kid.
But your bill was like, what, $12? And you were there for 5 hours? Four?
Two? We closed the bar.
So, yeah, but I'm saying like from when till I was done work. Yeah,
it was fine. It was a chill night. But then Nicole got off work and then she sat down and we were like, hey, we'll stay here for one drink and then we'll go somewhere else. That never happened.
We stayed till we blacked out.
I'm not proud of ourselves.
I can't even explain my night because I don't know what happened. Like normally I have stories to tell. I have nothing this time.
She FaceTimed me at like 8:30 though, and she... What was beside your head?
My vibrator. So clearly that night I was like, ugh.
She got home blacked out and just had some self-love. Good for you, Nicole. I'm really proud of you.
I woke up and it was like under my pillow behind my head. I'm like, what the fuck? Did I just like pass out with my head?
It was probably in your hand and then you fell backwards and
knocked out, passed out.
Moral of this story this week, kids, is we are not drinking until April.
Yeah.
We're drinking coffees right now. We're not even going down that route.
Route.
This week. Route? Route? Root.
Route.
Root. Head on over to YouTube, you guys. We are just getting it up and running. Finally, everyone's been asking about it, and it is up. We have 3 videos.
We're going to be posting, like, snippets, drunk videos of us, stupid shit we do and say, and we're just going to embarrass ourselves, pretty much.
Well, that's the new goal here. I'm going to post that video of you crying the other day.
Oh, no. If you haven't already, it's on TikTok.
Yeah. Head over to our TikTok as well and check that out.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we have a good episode for you today. We are going to kind of tie things into what we did last episode with family and...
family values and what do you look for in friendships and
We're going to try and give you guys some advice from our perspective. And we'll get into like dating in the COVID scenario as well in life with that. Because clearly things are not getting any better.
No, over here in Canada. I need a boyfriend, apparently.
You need something. Jesus, maybe.
I'm past that. I'm way too past that.
There's no saving you now.
Literally. I don't even know why I still have friends or my mom still likes me. Why?
I'm not.
She's not even forced to like me.
She has to like you.
Well, she doesn't because I wake up every morning. She's like, what'd you do last night? I'm like, I worked. She's like, all right. It's like she doesn't believe that I have a job.
Well, I don't think she believes half the things you say at this point anymore.
It's fine. I'm trying to believe myself that I did that. Okay.
Oh. Anyways, moving on from our pathetic drunk lives. So, Nicole, dearest.
Oh, Lord.
Give our fans and friends, what do you look for in a friendship?
Well, she's got to be hot.
Well, duh. Look at me.
And this is why me and Allie are not friends.
No, we're dating now. We made it Facebook official.
Yeah. I forgot I have to be nice to you now.
Yeah, we put on Facebook that we were finally dating. You guys, it's been a year in the making. You know, the day I laid eyes on her, I was like, ugh.
Gotta have that bitch.
That's my bitch.
No, in a friendship, honestly, I look for honesty. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't have someone that's fucking honest, and what's the point? I might as well just talk to my goddamn self, because I lie to myself every day. Waking up out of bed, I'm like, I got today. No, I really don't have today. Today's gonna fuck me in the ass.
What day do we ever really have under control is the question.
I like someone that listens to me, because obviously we've experienced this in my past friendships. Mm-hmm. I was always sitting there listening. And so when I have an issue, I could never talk to her.
Yeah.
And that drove me fucking nuts, because obviously I have issues.
Well, yeah, you have a few, but...
And I like to talk about them sometimes.
I've tons too. It's fine.
So. And I don't know, someone like spontaneous, like me and you, Mexico, like mm-hmm. that happened so fast. And we literally went for a weekend.
I know. That's the best part of this relationship, is that you're willing to travel and like do things. And
yeah.
We figure out our money situation and just go. Like,
and like, we went to Canmore the other day and had lunch. Like, that was just like a nice little afternoon getaway.
Yeah, things like that I really enjoy, actually. I'm surprised we haven't done that often. I'm really happy summer's coming, because it'll be nice in the summertime to go out there, sit on a patio,
go to Lake Chestermere. Go to Lake Chestermere. Yeah. Just, like, go to Lake, even like go to Sylvan Lake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we should go back to Sylvan Lake. Mm-hmm. That was really fun.
Yeah, I'll go for a weekend. And we have one free night.
Yeah.
In that Airbnb.
Absolutely. It's a good plan. It's a good plan. What else? She's got to have style. Duh.
I mean, like, if you were the same size as me, that'd be great. So I could steal your clothes.
Okay. We share clothes
all
the time.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, being the same size.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's the shoes for me.
Yeah. We need to meet in the middle somehow.
I'll just go get my feet stretched.
It's ew. Fine. Could you imagine?
Did you see that picture of Khloe Kardashian?
Which one?
So she just came out with her new apparel for Good American. And they just came out with a shoe line. But she's getting all this heat, because what they did was they took her photos using like a fish. I think they're called a fish wide lens or something like that. Oh. You know, when it stretches everything around you out. Well, her feet look like this in the photo, and people are just like being like, what the fuck? This is a Photoshop fail, blah, blah, blah,
could
blah.
Could you imagine
and her feet, I'm no joke, her feet look like they're size 20.
Could you imagine if her feet were legit that big?
You'll have to see the picture after, because it's just wild to see.
That's so weird.
So I'm not going to stretch my feet out for you. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Maybe next time.
I'm just kidding. It's a good topic that we're on about friends, because there's obviously been a lot of drama going on with friends lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard. I feel this is like a hard one to talk about.
You just have to find, like,
it's I find it hard to trust people now, I think.
100%. I just don't know how I trusted you so easy because you seemed to ruin me.
I ruined you. Okay, Nicole. Who blacked out the other night?
You did too.
I didn't fully black out.
Okay. I blacked out as soon as we left Stan.
See, I just don't remember getting home, but I remember once I got home because I got pizza. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
Anyways, but back to what I was saying. So it's, you know what? In your lifetime, you're going to lose friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to make friends. And unfortunately, this last little bit, we've lost some friends. But you know what? It just comes with what we're doing right now. And there's people that are going to say they're going to support you and your decisions mm-hmm. you're making, but then they're going to go behind your back and do something, or they're going to go back behind your back and talk shit about you.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to talk shit about me, I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah.
But like anybody else, I really don't care.
No, you don't. It's just like when you find out though that something happened, you're just like, hey, like you were supposed to be my friend.
Yeah.
Like it just is like friends, like good friends or even a friend circle. You're not supposed to talk behind each other's back. No matter what, that if said person did something that you didn't agree with, you don't go back and do something malicious.
No.
I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And
100%.
You know what? If you guys don't like us, we don't care anymore.
No. I'm past that point. Yeah.
But like I said, yeah, you're going to lose friends, you're going to make friends. It's just
we've made friends in when we were in Miami. We made friends when we were in New York. Mm-hmm. We made friends even when we were in Mexico.
Yeah.
And like,
speaking of, she commented on our Facebook status the other day. She? Yeah. She's like, I love you girls.
But yeah, like that day that we spent in Miami at the pool, we made so many fucking friends. Mm-hmm.
By the end of the night, there was like 20 of us chilling in the pool. Remember?
Yeah.
It was fun.
So much fun. And those are, I think, the most important friendships is when you go on a vacation and you just meet these people because mm-hmm. of what you guys are all doing, because you guys equally enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah.
Whether it be drinking by the pool or like going skydiving and you're going with the same group or like mm-hmm. things like that, you know, like
that was like important. When I went to Coachella. So my best friend, Adam, him and I have been friends for 14 years.
Oh, wow.
Like, I can't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast before or if I've talked to you about it, but we met in the most funny way because I used to live in Niagara Falls and I used to go across the border and go shopping all the time. Cause back in the day when I was like 18, no, obviously I was younger, 16, mm-hmm. 17, I was friends with all like some older girlfriends and we would drive across and go shopping.
Yeah.
And there was the hottest guy that worked at Abercrombie and Fitch and I was obsessed with him and I was just like, that guy's hot. I kept going across the border every weekend just to go to Abercrombie and Fitch and see him. Finally, I don't know how, but I found him on MySpace.
God.
And we started talking back and forth on MySpace and we just became friends. And every time I would go to Buffalo, he would like come and give me the biggest hug. So one year he posted on Facebook and he was like, who wants to be spontaneous and go to Coachella? And I was like, I do. I've been dreaming of going to Coachella for years.
Yeah.
And this was probably in 2014, maybe 2015, something really like 8 years ago, maybe was my mm-hmm. first Coachella. Me and Adam fucking met in LA.
Oh my God.
Rented a car and we camped the first year, but we camped off site. And I was so stressed about it. I was like, I can't believe I'm camping. Like, this is wild. We went and stopped at Target, picked up like sleeping bags and all that stuff. So we get to the campsite and we're like, we got there late because we left LA to go to Palm Springs during rush hour. So a typical 2 hour drive in no rush hour turned into like a 7 hour drive to Palm Springs because we were just in stop, go, stop, go, stop, go, stop, go.
I would have lost my mind.
It was just horrible. So we get to the campsite and we pack, like we start building a tent in the middle of the night. And this drunk guy who is beside us comes stumbling over. He's like, hey, he's got like a 40 of like Captain Morgan's in his hand. He's like, you guys want some help with your tent? And we were like, yeah, sure. If you can. Like, Are you able to? A little hammered. Long story short, we ended up hanging out with him and his two friends that whole entire weekend.
Oh, shit.
And we became good friends with those three guys. And then we met the couple beside them, who I still talk to this day. They just had a baby. Aww. And the next year, all of us rented a house. And that was just the coolest thing ever. Like, you literally show up. I did this on a whim with a friend of mine that I, like, knew for a couple years. And then we did, met these three people, met another two. And then we made it a tradition and went to Coachella every year together.
Yeah.
And then that second year when there was, like, the whatever few of us, it turned into meeting new people again. Yeah. And then the following year, we had to get two houses.
Yeah. Those are the best.
Yeah.
Because then you make so many new friends and you're doing what you love.
It's like a yearly tradition, but of course Coachella has now been canceled for, this will be the second year that it's canceled. I mean, it's just such a different experience, but it's so cool when you meet people that way. And yeah. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do soon. Mm-hmm. Dear Coachella, if you're listening,
please open up.
They could do that safely, I think, if they like...
That'd be hard.
Yeah, because they kept adding more and more people every year, and it got to the point where it was just so much.
Yeah.
Like, what a good time, though.
I don't even know how they would begin to do that.
Well, the states are doing it. They're just putting little squares where to stay in your socially distant square.
That's so stupid.
Well, this is the time we're in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately. Hopefully only for a little bit longer.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Fingers crossed.
Europe is rolling out vaccines like there's candy. They're going to open back up in June.
I want to go.
Well, since we're talking about the friendship side of thing, let's turn the gears. And so how many parents of boyfriends have you met?
I've met all of them.
All of your boyfriends, you've met all their parents?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yeah. But I've only dated four serious people. Like, when I say date, like, I mean, like, it's not just a casual hookup. It's, like, we're dating because, like, I see potential.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I've met every single one from the first time I ever had a boyfriend to last year. Every single one of them.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think back. I have not met all mine, that's for sure.
I just think it's like super important in a relationship.
Do you get nervous? Like, how, okay, you're going to meet the family. Are you sweating?
No.
Really?
No, I love meeting parents. I'm so good with them.
I'm good with parents too, but I get nervous.
I mean, like, I definitely am like, oh my God, what are they going to think of me? But as soon as I show up, like, I'm just like, okay, this is fine because I'm with my boyfriend. It's not like he's going to, like, introduce me and, like, blindside me with something stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
So that's how I think of it, unless he's a fucking dick.
And how do you go about talking to them? Do you flirt with the dad a little?
Hey, daddy. No, absolutely not. Oh,
your son looks like must take after you, sir.
No, I don't say any of that shit. I don't know. I just kind of normally, they ask every parent that I've ever met, what do you do? What do your family, what does your dad do? What does your mom do? Where are you from? All this. So it's like easy because they're questions I already know.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
So that makes it easier. But like if they're like, what's your favorite color? Then I'd be like, are you fucking serious?
So the guy that I was that I dated on and off like for, I don't know, 4 years that we moved out to Calgary with. Mm-hmm. When I first met his family, his mom hated, like, she didn't hate me, but she was like, she has tattoos. Like, absolutely not. Like, really? Yeah, she was so against my tattoos that when I would go there, I would be afraid to wear like a t-shirt or something. Like, I would have to wear like a long sleeve. And then I remember in the summertime, because he had a pool, that I went over and we were like hanging out by the pool because they weren't home. And I was like, okay, like, I can be myself. They come home and she sees all my tattoos. Like, I mean, granted, this was, oh God, 8 years ago. I didn't have as many as I have now, but I still had like those stars on my side. Yeah. So like, that's like a big one. And she was just like, oh dear, like you are really covered. Yeah.
No.
That doesn't change who I am as a person just because I have tattoos.
No.
Like, what the fuck?
That's so strange.
So I didn't really like her. Like, I couldn't stand her. And she was just so, like... Actually, speaking of her, she commented on one of my Facebook photos the one time. So my ex, he worked out of town and wasn't really home. So I was going to a Christmas party with my other job the 1 year. And I took a photo with one of my oldest, like he's like in his maybe late 40s, early 50s, gay friend from work. Older man, took a photo, posted it being like, this is me and blah, 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 like hearts. Because he's like, I want to say he's like a parent to me.
And he's gay.
And she commented on it being like, wow, he's out of town and this is what you're doing.
Pardon? She said that?
She commented on my photo saying that. And I was like, this is a man I know from work who literally is like a parent. Like, what is wrong with you? And she just was like, that's interesting to see what you do when he's not home. And I was like, are you kidding? I screenshotted it and sent a hint to him, and he was like, I'll text her. He was like, Mom, that's a colleague. Like, she was just, I hated her.
So when I first moved to Calgary, I moved out here, but I also had a boyfriend who lived in Calgary.
Yeah.
So we met in Drayton, and then I moved here and he lived here. And his mom is full German. His dad is full Italian.
Oh, that's an interesting.
So he has his, like, how would you describe that? Like, he gets very angry fast. Like, he's a hothead.
Hello, that's me. I'm Italian.
Yeah. Mixed German in there,
with
too.
German, yeah, that's a so combo.
I met the parents. Mom is a crazy nutsack. Like, crazy. Was like yelling at him at the dinner table when I first met. She would like turn around and be like, oh my God, you're so nice and all this. And then the dad would just sit there and make perverted dad jokes.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. And then as like the year or months went on that we dated, he also worked out of town. So her and I became like pretty close. Like, I could go over there and hang out with her, and it was that's nice. Yeah. I enjoy that. I like that. But she would get so nasty sometimes when he wasn't around, so it was so awkward for me.
To you?
Yes.
Really?
And the dad would start to be just very creepy.
Oh,
so I stopped going over there. And then they were like, why aren't you coming around anymore? I'm like, how do I tell my boyfriend at the time that your dad's being a creep, your mom's being a psycho, but I still love your family. So then when we broke up, his dad texts me.
No.
And was like,
no.
Was like, did you cheat on so-and-so? Is that why you broke up? I believe you cheated on him. And just like was so angry.
I thought you were going to go a different route with
that. Oh, no. No.
I thought that was going to go into a... All right, you want to fuck now, baby?
No, but... And he was also very, very rude to his parents.
Yeah, see, that doesn't help.
So he would, like... His mom would just be talking, well, this lady did this, and she's a bitch, and all this. And he would just, like, stand up at the dinner table, and we're all eating dinner. He'd be like, shut the fuck up, Mom. Like, it was the most fucked up family I have ever met.
I couldn't date someone like that. I want someone to have like at least a decent relationship with their family.
Exactly.
And even if they don't have a decent relationship, like say he doesn't or won't like hasn't spoke to his dad or something, that's fine. But I don't want to see you screaming at them. Like
no.
That's just a turnoff, I think.
Yeah.
Because like I would never do that in front of like to
if
my
I did that,
parents.
I would be smacked across the face.
Yeah. The similar thing happened to me with my ex that I moved to Vancouver with. So I met his dad and stepmom, mm-hmm. and we absolutely hit it off. They liked to drink, so we would always go over, and she'd be pouring me drinks, and we'd sit out in the sunroom and just actually have such a good time.
Yeah.
But it was really similar because his dad would get super drunk and make weird comments.
Yeah.
Like, I would wear, like, you know how I dress sometimes? I like my body suits if it has a low cut. He'd make... he'd be looking and he'd be saying like, that's a nice top. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here? And I would tell him and I would tell my ex and he's like, okay, like I understand like if you don't want to like come around, but I loved his stepmom so much.
Yeah.
And so she would text me. She watched the dogs for us when we went away. Where did we go? We went to BC or something. But it was strange. And that breakup was bad because he cheated on me and his dad actually texted me. So same thing, but not in that way.
Oh, I was like, his dad texted
me being like, if there is anything you need, like, just let me know. Oh. He's like, does he owe you money? Like, can I give you some money? And I was like, no, I don't want your money. Like, it's all good. Because we were living in Vancouver and I kicked him out, right? So it was kind of like, oh God, how am I going to pay this $1,800 a month apartment by myself when we just moved here?
Yeah. That's a big.
So it was super shitty, but it sucks when you break up with someone and you actually like enjoy
their family,
one of their parents or both of them or their siblings, because I liked his stepmom so much that her and I still kind of keep in contact. She'll message me here and there, like on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I remember when we broke up, I had to go pick up some things from the house and he was out of town working. And she's like, just so you know, like, you can come over for a drink anytime. She's like, I'm really sorry that you guys broke up, but, like, it's probably for the best. And I was like, it's all good. Like, I was more sad losing them.
The family than him.
Yeah. And I feel like that can be really difficult sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, my first boyfriend ever, this was when I was, like, 16. Like, my first, like, serious boyfriend. I knew, like, it was small town. You know the parents already. You know the siblings. I hated the sister. She hated me. We did not get along. But they were, like, a very Christian family. And the mom and dad despised my family.
Really?
Like, we never got along. They called me, like, a bunch of names because me and him were sleeping together. And then a couple years later, the daughter gets pregnant. And I was like, oh, funny how the tables have turned. Hey, yeah, now literally. I'm the whore. Look at your daughter.
Wow.
But now she's has two children and she's engaged to the guy, which is great. But I feel like her, it was. But
still, at the time, you're like.
Hey, I'm like, I'm 16. You. I've literally lost my virginity to your son.
Yeah.
Wait, did I? Yes, I did. Sorry. I had to think for a second.
Oh, my God.
But no, it's definitely.
It sucks for sure.
I think the parents that I miss the most was old man's parents.
Yeah, I miss.
Because they were like stepmom. They were like 60. Like they were older than my parents. But mom had cancer.
Oh.
Very sweet family. Like very nice.
That's sad.
I don't think she's around anymore.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but that is really.
Yeah, they were probably the best parents. She would always text me. She's like, hi, we're coming into Calgary. Can I see you? I'm like, yes.
That's so nice. Yeah.
Dad was just amazing. So, yeah. So that was like probably like my favorite family. And that was like the hardest one because I also knew she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard. But I mean, who's next?
I remember actually when I was... how old was I? I must have been 16, I want to say. So when I was 16, I was dating a 21-year-old, and he was a bouncer at a club.
Ooh, cool girl.
It's because, so I worked at a restaurant, and like, it was in the casino, and then the club was just across the hallway, so all these fucking hot...
daddies.
Hot bouncers I was staring at all day. And I was 16, so I wasn't even hot. Like, I literally had no eyebrows. Like, I would wear just no mascara, but put, like, black eyeliner up. Like, what makeup was when we were young. Like, I was not hot.
He thought you were, apparently.
Apparently.
Wait, he was legal. Why didn't he want... You must have been the hot. I must have been hot
16-year-old. But like when I think back on it now, I think it's so weird. Cause like even one time we went across the border because we were going shopping, and we got pulled into secondary because I was not of age. And like, I should have had a note. I was like, I could travel with this man across. Like, he could drink in the States. I couldn't. How fucked is that?
You weren't even legal in
Canada. I wasn't even close. Like, it was so fucked up. But anyways, his mom, when I met her, like, she was really nice. But I was young and he was 21. So it was kind of a weird relationship. Like, if I think back on it now, like, if I would date him now, or if I dated him a few years ago, like, it would be fine. But because I was so young, I think she was kind of just like, what is going on here, right? He's actually the one I mentioned, I think we were talking about on our Valentine's episode, that he got the jacuzzi with, that was like the heart-shaped jacuzzi. And so she was just not really, I don't think, the biggest fan. And we used to try and sneak around all the time because she was like, absolutely not. You cannot have any, like, she's not sleeping here. Like, I wasn't allowed to be there, like, at nighttime. Like,
which is understandable. You're 16.
Yeah. So I remember, this is the funniest. One day I went over to his place and it was outside of, like, Niagara Falls, and we snuck, like, up to his room, and, like, we were having sex, and all of a sudden you hear a car door slam, and she was home, and we were like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, like, literally, like, in the middle of having sex, and I'm, like, trying to, like, panic and get ready and change, and he, like, runs downstairs, and, like, it's just acting like he's chilling. And so I have to, like, nonchalantly just, like, pretend like maybe I went upstairs to go to the bathroom or something. And so, like, I, like, am terrified to walk down the stairs because you know what she's going to think. Like, she's not stupid.
No.
And I just remember I had to, like, sneak down this, or, like, come down the stairs. And I was just like, oh, I was just upstairs in the washroom. Clearly, I'm, like, disgusting looking, like, just horrible. And then there was another time that I was sleeping in the bed and he was, like, sleeping in front of me, and I heard her get up, so I, like, put the covers over my head, like, hid, and she came in to check and see if I was there.
What?
Yeah, like, she was, like, crazy like that. And it was just,
did she,
like,
see you?
Oh, I'm sure she did, because you can't not see a body under a blanket, you know what I mean? But she was just, like, the mom that was just, like, there was absolutely no way that we were spending the night together. And we had to sneak around. And I remember one time he slept at my house. And, like, this was when, so me and my parents lived in an apartment at one point of my life, because there was a high school that I wanted to go to and I was out of range. So my parents, they weren't really, like, liking where we were living before. So they're like, well, there's an apartment by the high school. Like, let's move over there. So we moved into this apartment and he spent the night one night, and we woke up in the morning and my dad was on the couch, and I was like, how are you going to get out of here? Like, I don't know, like, how I'm going to sneak you out. There's no room to sneak you out in an apartment building.
No, you can't jump out the window.
No, especially not. So we ended up, I think I heard my dad go to the washroom and I was like, go, 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 go. But it was just the hardest thing, sneaking around family. Like, you know what I mean? Like, have you ever had to sneak?
I was never allowed to stay at a boyfriend's or someone stay over.
Yeah.
But I've definitely had my boyfriends come over and we've had sex while my parents are upstairs because I had, like, my own basement suite.
Yeah, I had that too.
And I just remember this one time I was in, I don't know why I wore this. I think because it was, like, the easiest way to have sex with clothes on.
A dress.
No.
A skirt?
It was a onesie with a butt flap.
Oh, no.
So we were in my room. We were in my room having sex from, like, behind, but just, like, watching a movie. But we kept the door open. Yeah, I honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, how did that work? But it was, that's how we had sex when my parents were home upstairs.
I have a similar story. Like, when we lived in a side split, Because like I mentioned this last time, you know how you go down and go up, yeah. But then you could go down again into the basement.
Yeah.
So we completely like renovated it almost, and I had my own area down there, my bed. I had a couch, TV, like everything was cool. I had my own bathroom too. And there were two different times. So one time it was like, I don't know. We were having a family get together and we just really wanted to have sex. So we went downstairs to my room.
What makes someone horny? About-
I don't know. Like all of a sudden, yeah, let's go fuck real quick. Well, there's fucking a bunch of family members upstairs. Like, I don't know why.
Like you think that they're just going to be distracted and yeah. Not wonder where the fuck you went?
Yeah, exactly. They're not stupid.
No.
So we went into the bathroom.
Oh, God.
And I was, like, bent over my sink. And he was, like, fucking me over the sink at my, like, a family get-together. And I hear someone come down the stairs. And it was my brother. And he, like, knocks on the – because it was I had, like, these two little flap doors. And he knocks. He's like, hey, dinner's ready. And I'm, like, getting fucking pounded on the sink. And I'm just like, okay, I'll be right up. Yeah. And then another time, I think this was when my mom finally realized she should never come down into my room, was
oh no.
One time so when you walk down to the basement, my bed was all the way against the wall at the back.
Yeah.
And if you open up the door, you could see the bed. And one time, literally, I was having sex with my ex and my legs were over his shoulders. And my mom opens the door and I just like, we just stopped immediately and we're like this. Like, and she's like, what are you doing?
Having sex, like, you?
Yeah, having sex, you. And
that's
I think when she learned her lesson. So she never came downstairs when I had a man over.
When you went upstairs, what did you do? Were you like fuck?
We just went up. Hey,
did she tell your dad?
My ex was sweating. Like, I don't know. I don't think so. No, there's no way my dad knows. It's my mom. But, like, my mom knows everything. Like, I've mentioned before, my mom and I are so close. And, like...
You're very close now.
Yeah.
She has seen a dick inside of you.
Well, I don't think she saw that much, but she definitely saw my... Like, it's not like you just hang out with your legs on someone's shoulders.
Well, just kidding. I definitely don't.
But she's a saint. She played it off cool.
How long do you wait till you meet the parents
normally? I mean, I feel like back in the day it was different. Like, I mean, you were more serious. I think, well, it's harder now, I think, in my opinion, because think about it, people aren't settling down right now.
Yeah.
So you're not going to meet those parents probably till you know that this is a legit relationship. But mm-hmm. I would say give or take 3 months in, maybe.
Yeah.
3 months, kind of a, I would say.
I feel like it's still too early.
That's early. Yeah. That would be early.
That's like very early. I think.
Six?
Six, yeah.
Six now, I guess. I don't know. It's hard. Dating's because hard now.
Once someone, like a boyfriend of mine, meets my parents, my mom's constantly asking,
yeah,
how are they, my dad? How are they? What are they doing? How's their day? Are they working in town? Are they working? And so, like, I don't want that to be, like, a constant question when I'm like, mom, I'm literally just fucking him right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
That's true. That's a good point. I mean, 6 months, I think, yeah, you're right.
You should know by then if it's serious or if it's just, you're just hanging out.
That's true. That is very true.
Because
I don't know.
Think about it. Like the first, month or two, you're like casually hanging out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And
that
then
makes
like
sense.
Third month, you're like kind of starting to be like, oh, okay. I like this
person.
That
actually is a good point because I feel like 3 months in is when you're like, okay, so what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, is this something? Are we official? That's actually, yeah. That 6 months is perfect because then 3 months in, you're establishing if you're of.
Like even a thing.
A thing. Yeah. Because it takes a while to get to know someone.
Trust me. I'm taking time. I am not rushing into any other relationship. I am going to do me like I've been doing. Yeah. And if someone just comes along and great.
Because I feel like you do the talking phase.
Which is so fucking boring. For
like a month.
And it's like you're not talking every day.
No.
It's like, okay, I'm going to send you a meme on Instagram and that's my talking to you for the day.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Everyone's different, but 6 months, I think you're right. I think that's the perfect time. And you know what? Like, it's hard right now to even meet anyone. It's COVID.
Yeah.
So COVID dating is a thing now.
It's impossible. Like, it's all online dating. And then obviously you could go out for drinks with them. But like, if you're at a bar, like, and you see a hot guy and you want to go talk to him, you literally cannot. So you're like talking from across the room. Yeah.
COVID dating sucks because, like, think about this. Like, back in the day, you could get up and go over to that table and say something. Now you literally get slapped if you get out of your chair.
You get slapped on your wee-wee.
Like, literally.
Like, I'm just thinking about, like, at a bar and people coming up to you. That's giving me anxiety right now.
Well, I think it was pre-COVID. You could go to, like, Cactus Club was the best place for it because if you sat at the bar, guys were coming up to you at the bar. Mm-hmm. So now dating in COVID dating, like, how do you actually meet someone? It's all online now. It's Hinge, Tinder, Bumble, Match.
Grindr.
Like, everything. And so, like, I think the funniest way we were talking about meeting someone now is airdropping them a photo.
Yeah.
I have been seeing this all over social media, actually, lately.
We should do that. We should just, next time we go to Cactus, just airdrop a random photo of our face to somebody.
We have to go at nighttime.
So they know who we are. And then we can just watch and see who it is. And we'll be like, ooh, nope. Or, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. I saw people doing it on planes.
Yeah. I tried to do that on our way back from, where was it?
Miami. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
But nothing was sending because my phone was being so slow.
That's a good way. So if you were to give advice to someone who wants to meet someone right now.
Airdrop them a pic.
Airdrop them a photo.
Maybe a sexy pic.
But yeah, I guess that's just for, because I don't think anything's even open on Ontario right now. I think they're still in emergency. So if you could go out, do it. But I think right now, COVID dating is just all online right now. Instagram even too.
It's so strange.
TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok has become a dating app.
Yeah, there's this guy on there. It's cute.
Nicole met a daddy on TikTok.
Yeah, but he's married, I realized, so I kind of backed off.
That's good of you. But he asked for her Snapchat.
Like, and then, yeah, and now he's being a little skeezball. I'm like, your wife is going to kill you.
Yeah.
I actually haven't talked to him in,
well, since Well, when you day. Find out they're married, it's kind of like, it's
a turn off. I'm like, fuck no off. Thanks.
I got a Snapchat the other day from this guy. He used to play in the MLB and he sent me a Snapchat at noon. This was maybe a week ago. With his hand down his pants. Out of nowhere, I just opened my Snapchat. Boom, hand and pant.
Why? Why do we do that? I didn't ask for you to put your hands down your pants and take a pic and send it to me.
I did not ask for that.
If I want that, I will get it. I will ask you, but I didn't ask you.
I am so tired of the unsolicited photos. Like, I didn't ask. So I opened up this Snapchat and I didn't respond. And then 4 seconds later,
he sent another one?
No. So what did he say? Or don't respond.
Yeah. Okay, I won't. Have a good day.
I have not spoke to you in years. So you just randomly are just sending me your hand in your pants. I'm good. Men, stop doing this, please, for the love of God.
I don't understand. I don't just go around sending sexy pics. I mean, if I did, I'd have 12 guys on my roster, like, lined up down the street.
Yeah.
More.
Mm-hmm. But we don't do that.
I don't feel the need to do that.
I'll send a picture if I'm talking to someone.
Yeah.
That's like, it. I'm not just going around taking pics of my tits.
I'm being like, here, do you want a little taste of my sugar? Here. All for you, baby. And then you're sending it to 12 other girls.
Yeah, baby, here's my titties.
But that's what guys do. They'll just like send it to like 40 other women. Well, that's
the thing. That Snapchat probably went to 14 different girls.
Yeah, you're not special. No. Well, you are, but like.
Thanks, Nicole.
But like, you know.
I am now single, for those of you asking.
You were already single.
No, I'm breaking up with you.
Oh. Oh, I forgot we were dating.
God.
No, we're not breaking up. We're getting married in Vegas in April.
Okay. Stay tuned for the wedding deets to follow.
If it's not in Vegas, it'll be in my backyard.
Well, you guys, let us know what you're doing during COVID dating and how you're meeting people if online dating isn't for you.
Yeah. Give us your tips and tricks because we're kind of desperate over here.
We're open to options at this time.
I love options.
Well, you guys, if you haven't already, make sure you do go to pinkcherry.ca, the best website for all your sex toy needs. Nicole and I have some goodies on the way.
Something to...
And by goodies...
what are... Butt plug.
We've got...
I was going to say plug my butt, but...
We do have some new toys on the way that we will be reporting back to you guys on. So head over there if you haven't already.
They have some pretty sweet discounts always.
Yeah, there's always a sale on that website. So make sure you do head over and get yourself some
toys.
Silicone plugs.
Even a swing. I want to get a swing.
A swing would be interesting.
Where would I hang it? In my bedroom, obviously.
No, in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
I love that. And guys, make sure you go over to our YouTube channel because like we said before, it's up and running. Give us a subscribe, like.
Comment.
Share.
Yeah, all that jazz.
All that fun jazzaroni.
Like a pepperoni.
As per usual, you guys, the Fucked Up podcast is powered by Blue Microphones,
the official microphone of the Fucked Up podcast.
And we will see all you sexy fucks on Friday next week.